Hello again, this is Dwayne with more good stuff you really ought to know. Today I'd like to take a look at three kinds of scales. Undoubtedly you know all about major scales and minor scales. But today I'd like to look at chromatic, whole tone, and pentatonic scales. First of all, what's a major scale? Well, it's a succession of notes that goes from the root to the octave, isn't it? And it's made up of whole steps and half steps. Some are whole steps, some are half steps. In a major scale, there's whole step, half step, then whole step, half step. If we broke that down further, we'd say it had a lower tetrachord and an upper tetrachord, right? Okay, so a major scale is a ladder of notes that runs from the root to the octave. It's like it's a ladder from the word La Scala, the ladder. And that ladder runs the gamut of eight notes and returns to the root. Okay, a minor scale, there's three kinds of minor scales. There's the natural minor, which uses the same notes as the major scale, just doesn't start on the same note. In other words, if I play the C scale from A to A, that would be the A natural minor scale. It's related to C. Why is it related? Because we just used the same notes, didn't we? Exactly the same notes, just starting in and in a different place. Then there's a harmonic minor, which raises the seventh degree of the scale. In other words, we put an accidental sharp on the seventh degree of the scale. And there's the melodic minor, which raises the sixth and seventh on the way up, ascending, but restores them to their natural state, descending. In other words, it's like the natural minor descending. Okay, so just a quick review of major and minor scales. Now, a chromatic scale is all half steps. There's no whole steps in it at all. And so, therefore, you can start at any point. In the example, it starts on E and goes to F, and then F sharp, G, G sharp. So it's the simplest of all scales, so you don't have to wonder about what comes next, do you? Okay. Now, fingering-wise, sometimes it can be a problem. So here's what you do. You use your thumb all the time on white keys, and your third finger all the time on black keys, except when you have two white keys in a row. Okay. And you can play any any chromatic scale that way. Okay. For example, if we start on, in our example there, it starts on E. Our second note is F, so we have two white keys in a row. So we have to use thumb second, right? Now we can use our third finger on the black key. Now bring our thumb under to G, third finger on G sharp, thumb on A, third finger on A sharp. B flat, I'm sorry. This is in the key of F. Then thumb under to B. And then we have two white keys in a row, so we use the second finger, third finger, thumb, third finger, thumb, second finger, third. Okay, so you can play it any kind of chromatic scale, starting at any note, using that formula, can't you? What's the formula? Just use your thumb on white keys and your third finger on black keys, except when you have two white keys in a row, and of course you do in two instances, between B and C and E and F, okay? Now, a whole tone scale is what it says it is. It's just all whole steps. In other words, if you start on C, you go up to D, and up to E, because that's a whole step. Now, what's a whole step above E? It's not F, is it? So you got to go up to F sharp. Whole step is G sharp. Whole step is A sharp. And a whole step above that is B sharp or C. So as we go from C to C, we have that kind of sound. And it sounds kind of spacey, doesn't it? Like you're lost in space. Okay, so let's come up a half step, by the way. Let's start on C sharp and form a whole tone scale. Okay, whole tone above C sharp is D sharp. Whole tone above that is F, then G, A, B, C sharp. Okay, what do? We use the two black keys together, then we use four white keys, and then we're back to the black keys. Okay, in the first scale, notice we use three white keys, and then we use the set of three black keys, right? So in one chromatic scale, we use the three black keys. In the other whole tone scale, we use the two black keys that are together, C sharp and D sharp. So my point is there's only two whole tone scales, because if you start on D, it's the same scale as the C whole tone scale, isn't it? You're just starting a note higher. If you start up on E flat, it's the same as the C sharp whole tone scale. You see, there's only two possible whole tone scales. Now, can you make chords out of those? Yeah, just take every other note, and you have that kind of feeling. make some real spooky music that way. Okay, the last scale I like to look at is called the pentatonic scale. The pentatonic, penta, of course, means five. And this is kind of an oriental scale. This is used in a lot of the west, the eastern cultures, and has been for years. And it's like the first three notes of our major scale, and then you skip the fourth, and you play the fifth and the sixth. So think of it that way. One, two, three, five, six. And, of course, the octave. Okay. So there's no fourth and there's no seventh. So you have that kind of sound. Now go up a half step. And it, you can play that on all the black keys. You don't have any white keys at all. It's just all the black keys. So if you want to improvise on the just the black keys, play them at random. What you're doing is you're improvising on the pentatonic scale. And if you get a little bit of an oriental sound, that's why. If that reminds you of a Japanese tea garden or something, that's why. Okay, that's some more good stuff you really ought to know. We'll see you next month with a little more.